Sarah's back in the house.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Get him up.
Oh, she's back in the house. Come on, everyone.
Yeah.
The topic is as soon as I can. Mm-hmm. And this is about a video that's been shown on all social media. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the only ones I've watched.
It's Canadian Down Syndrome?
Yeah, Canadian Down Syndrome.
Some sort of association, I guess.
It's all on Facebook.
It's all on Facebook. And Instagram, probably. No. It's quite...
I'd imagine it's been shared everywhere.
Yeah, Twitter, that sort of thing. It's all over social media, which includes Facebook.
Including Facebook,
absolutely.
What? Is it on X, though? That's the question, I wouldn't know.
Book within science, which doesn't transfer very well into audio. Facebook.
Facebook!
Yeah. Doesn't quite work on audio, but, you know. What do we think about it? Have we got any thoughts, initial thoughts?
I think it's bad to... It's bad to everybody probably assumes bad to she can do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what it's called.
Yes, but what's the other, so what's the bit after that?
Serving drinks?
It's about
my own opinion on this, but maybe it's controversial. But
no, we'll come back to you, Sarah. It wasn't about serving, it's about being served drinks, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, the first thing is, you can't have a margarita, so I don't get a margarita. So, like, despite being an adult, you're being denied, adult things, I guess.
Yes. Apart from she's being an adult, she's not allowed a margarita because she's got Down syndrome.
They assume that she can't.
Yeah, go on, Rebecca, what do you think?
Because she should be age.
Yeah, to have a margarita, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. What do you think about that?
I tried a margarita.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think that's her point, isn't it?
Yeah.
I do like a margarita.
Adults.
Very good. Is that the one with salt around the side? Yeah, it's salt around the
side. Salt. Was it sugar?
Yeah.
Salt around the rim.
With
lime. Is that right?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, they're good. They are good. I like margarita.
I have it with orange
juice. Mmm.
Nice.
And what is it? Yeah, it's vodka or something?
It's tequila, isn't it?
Tequila, that's it. Oh, yeah, because margarita is Spanish.
Tequila.
What are your thoughts? Have you got anything else? Anything other thoughts about? What about the stuff about, what else did you say? The Shakespeare stuff, so instead of Shakespeare, they teach. Sort of.
When they were saying about she wants to learn Shakespeare and she can't learn Shakespeare because they teach it at McDonald's.
Teach it at old McDonald's.
Which is the only thing with these type of videos. Is how much proof do they have of that? Do they really McDonald and a farmer serve Shakespeare?
Probably. Well, I mean, there's got to be some degree of truth in it, otherwise she wouldn't say it. They wouldn't write it, or...
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think, Jay?
About what?
The whole, reading, getting nursery rhymes instead of Shakespeare.
They should be part of the group and do it the same thing as everybody else is doing.
Yeah. What do you reckon, Rebecca?
That's quite interesting.
Yeah, what was interesting about it?
Well,
speak up a bit, Rebecca, sorry.
Yeah, she says she feels quite confident.
Yeah? She did, yeah, after... So it's kind of like two halves to that video, isn't it? The first half is like setting up the... You say I can't do so-and-so, so I don't get so-and-so. And then the other half is... I can do so-and-so, and then so I get so-and-so, basically. So-and-so being a margarita, Shakespeare, whatever the other thing is.
Did she say about she lives alone?
Yes.
Yes, so she...
Bit like me.
Yes, exactly. So she...
She was with her parents.
So in the first half, she was with her parents.
Yeah, and then they said, I can't live on my own. And she gets her own place.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk a bit about that, Rebecca?
Mm.
Go on.
Because it feels nice to have your own space with no...
Yeah, you can do your own thing.
Yeah,
you
can choose your own thing.
Yeah, definitely. Cool, that's an interesting thought.
Yeah.
Otis?
Yeah.
What did you think of that advert?
Yeah, it was good advert. It was about Down syndrome, yeah.
Yeah, what did you think? Well, did you got any takeaways from it?
About these sort of things, because...
Yeah.
Because it's... I mean, I do listen to them, but I don't know, at least it doesn't... As for a while, I just... It just goes out of my head when I'm trying to... And people ask me, what do you think of it?
Fair enough. It wasn't... it wasn't that visual, was it?
No.
It was more, like, about this... Like, what she was saying.
Yeah.
So anyone can hear it, really.
Yeah.
Do you have something?
I like the video.
You like the video?
The other point.
The other point. It had a point. And
no,
a
the word the.
Point. Oh, straight to the point.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, it's quite like hard hitting.
Punchy.
Yeah. In your face.
In your face. Yeah, definitely.
She didn't say her name or what her age is.
She didn't say her name or age. So. The only assumption is what she looks like, I guess.
Yeah.
You didn't give her name or age, she's just like...
No.
Yeah. Which is an interesting thing, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Punchy.
They're like behind the bar.
Yeah.
I bet some pub...
Staff might say, have you got an ID? Yes.
Just to check your name and your age.
Yes. Depends on how old you look, doesn't it?
Yeah. Where you come from.
Yeah. But I think with that, the assumption was because she has a Down syndrome that she can't have a margarita. She can't drink alcohol. She can't do all these.
She could be underage.
No, I don't think that's the... I think she's of age, so she's old enough to drink. I think it's just the bartender assumes that because she has Down syndrome that she...
Can't
drink. Or, not allowed with... I'm doing the finger thing with my...
finger quotes.
I just suppose it's the wider thing of where the assumptions have come from. What I mean is the bartender's not going to necessarily come from a malicious place thinking, oh my God, you can't have a drink. It's going to have come from somewhere further back where people think you know, because you've got Down syndrome, you can't have a drink.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous, isn't it? Cause, you know, you can have a drink whether you're Down syndrome or not.
Yeah.
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 What do you reckon, Rebecca?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can change the way people see you.
Yeah, that's good. That's nice, Julie. That's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what that's my thoughts on it is. I wonder, not necessarily this particular person, but I just mean it's how people carry themselves too. Because you know, like, there's another way. She went in. It's just like, oi, everybody with a bit of polite aggression. Mm. I want a margarita. She might be more likely to get one.
Yes.
But,
yeah.
But. I mean, I'm not going to swear on it, but just saying, you know what I mean? No. If you go in there and say, oh, yeah, I want a margarita, give me one.
Yeah.
I suppose there's one or two things. You'll either get thrown out, or they'll be like, there you go, you can have your margarita.
Yeah,
It's the same in everything in life, isn't it? If you go in somewhere with a place of confidence, say, right, this is what I want, you tend to get it. Whereas if you're like, oh, can I have one? Or.
Like job interviews.
Yeah, if you like, yeah, if you go into a job and like, oh, why do you want the job? I have no idea why. They're like, oh, well, you know. Whereas if you're like, you know, confident and assured and just know you're gonna get the job, you're more likely to get the job.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Which is one of the things that comes up later in the advert is that she talks about getting a job and that sort of thing. I wondered if it'd be interesting to read what some other people say. So let's have a look at the comments. We're looking at this on a YouTube video. So.
I just say one. Someone said, "What the hell is in those margaritas?" That's what someone said.
Oh, no.
It must have been like, "Oh my gosh, what was in them to make her like get a job?" As in, she had the margarita, didn't she? And then all of a sudden, got a job and moved out.
Could be.
Yeah.
Have to start drinking now.
Is that any good
one? Lots of this is fantastic, this is amazing, this makes me emotional.
Yeah. Can I have a look? See if there's any.
That's quite good. My daughter wants to try everything, so I let her, and she did.
Oh, that's an interesting wording. I let her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old is she, do you think?
They can't, they might just surprise you. Yeah. Fantastic, Ad.
It's fairly positive still, isn't it? Oh, this is an interesting one.
Oh.
Oh.
Sounds juicy, come on.
It is a bit juicy as well, actually.
You wanna know?
Yeah. It is a little bit juicy.
Oh my god,
this is eye-opening.
Spice everything up.
But why lead with being able to drink alcohol, have sex and club? They do have disabilities and should bring protected but allow them to make decisions like adults. And they should also know alcohol affects people with disabilities, making them even more vulnerable. What does everyone think of that?
Does
it or doesn't it? I don't
know.
What's the problem? It makes them more vulnerable.
Yeah, it does, yeah, that's a fair point.
That's what I was thinking when you were saying it. Why does it need to be more protected? You know what I mean? Isn't there such a thing as people learning from their own mistakes?
Yeah.
What do you reckon, Rebecca? You had something.
What's the vulnerable?
Vulnerable means you're likely to come to harm. So.
Well, I guess it's almost
true, just
like a drink.
Well, it could be, something like that. Yeah, that's absolutely.
Yeah.
What do you think of that comment?
Like your hand over your drink, so no one can't spike it.
Yeah, fair. No, yeah. Well, that, generally. But it's kind of saying, like, if you're going to go to the. So, yeah. Why lead with being able to drink alcohol, have sex in club? They do have disabilities and should bring protection, but allow them to make decisions like adults.
Did they see in the club?
Were any thoughts on that? I can find another one if it's not worth talking about.
I just think the vulnerability, you do need to be careful because sometimes, especially people that could be autistic, could be more likely to be vulnerable of being naive, not all the time. I don't know why I've said so, it's funny. Yeah.
What about this one? Oh, pardon us for recognising your differences and not murdering you or throwing you in sideshows like we used to. I guess we should take away all exceptions like disability parking spaces, life coaches slash helpers, etc. And it's really weird if someone without Down syndrome wants to have sex with you. I would say that someone trying to take advantage, but you say it's not. Well, alright then. This entire time I was treating you like part of society that needed a little help, but I guess I was wrong. So I'm trying to go for the more controversial ones, and I think they'll be a bit better to talk about.
Yeah.
I think that is really, really unfair.
Yeah, why?
Because, we all, regardless of if we have a disability or not, we allow the to experience things. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Anyone else got anything to say?
I suppose from a social model point of view, if everything was accessible, none of it would matter, would it? Really? Well, it would matter. But I just meant that, for instance, the car parking spaces they're talking about, if they were all accessible, people wouldn't actually need accessible parking spaces because everything's accessible. So I suppose I kind of get loosely a bit of what they're saying because, you know, it's a bit, well, I just sometimes it can feel kind of that, I don't know where I'm even going with this, that on one hand, if people do need support, that's, you know, if they need support, they need support.
Yeah.
But it's like, equally, I mean, it's a tricky one where...
It's fine as long as you don't take advantage or people don't take advantage.
Yeah, and also I just think as well...
it also seems like that comment seems like...
It wants to incite people to an argument.
And also, like, that it's, like, separating themselves from people with disability as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, talking down to them.
Yeah.
We're
all poor, aren't we? Yeah, yeah. We're all the same,
Yeah, we all die at the end, don't we?
You don't want that.
Yeah. No,
we have to
stay
alive
forever,
Susan. Oh, yeah, I'm living forever too, but we won't tell
about it.
There's
only two
of us in the room that
live
forever, everyone.
All right, one more.
Me and Sarah. No, yes, one more.
Right, this is another one. What do we think of this comment? I wholeheartedly agree that people with Down syndrome should be given the chance to learn boxing and Shakespeare. But as a food server, it's in the thing. If someone with Downs asked me for an alcoholic drink, I would probably look to whoever is accompanying them, someone without Downs, and ask, is that okay? Am I wrong in that? Should I not ask that if this situation arises? What do we think?
I just think it's tricky because there is I don't mean I'm someone that serves alcohol, but I mean someone who does, you know, someone that is a server that serves alcohol.
Yeah.
You do have a duty of care. So if you think if you think someone's drunk, for example, not actually allowed. Like, and also, I think, there is some sort of duty of care within the law. I just don't know right now. I haven't got the law in front of me regarding it.
Yeah.
But,
Well, they've got to be over
18,
haven't they?
So. Yeah, but also you're not allowed to serve someone that's drunk, are you?
No, I mean, yeah, but they're not. It doesn't say that they're not drunk, are they?
No, I know, but I'm just saying that. I don't
think that's an all right thing to do myself. that, like, asking the other person.
Is there anyone with you?
Yeah.
But I just think, as I said earlier, I think on some level, people try and come from a caring point of view rather than a malicious one. I just think, I don't know.
Yeah, but you can be malicious with, but still be caring, if you see what I mean. You can be like...
You can word it better.
Yeah,
definitely.
Do you know what I mean? I could have worded that better as well. Do you see what I meant? I mean, like, you can be like... You can be kind by being cruel, by being kind.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't think we can blame these people that are serving, because it's come from somewhere. What I mean, you know...
Might be management, or it might be their training, maybe.
Or just society in general. Yeah. Society in general thinks, oh, someone that's got Down syndrome can't make a decision.
Yeah.
And that's where people are basing it from. But I'm not saying that's right. I'm not saying that that's how they should be doing it.
What do you reckon, Rebecca?
I'm drinking coffee.
What do you think? Not too sure. Anyone got any closing thoughts? Apart from bye, we'll do that right.
Apart from what? I have no idea, excuse me.
Yeah, she could pick a better drink.
Yeah, just kidding. Yeah. Rebecca?
What you meant about, like, harming?
Vulnerable, we're going back to the vulnerable thing.
Yeah.
Vulnerable, so they were saying, like, good question. So, vulnerable means, like, you're, like, more likely to be harmed by people? Alcohol affects people with disabilities, making them even more vulnerable, which was the thing that said.
I don't actually know how they
I don't think that's necessarily true.
No, so bad people.
They're
bad people.
Out the
like, what is the science for that? Like,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
because they're going to be out with lots of their friends.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
With your friends, you look after one
of
them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Why, did you have something to say about that?
When you said that someone
wanted
sex with you.
It could be one thing, yeah, that could be one way. Absolutely. And that's a good place to end. Thank you, Rebecca. All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
See you, bye.